感谢神，我们今天用彼得提摩太前后书来做勉励。
Thank God, today we will use 1st and 2nd Peter for mutual encouragement.
我们早上提到这个保罗的吩咐啊，保罗的命令啊。
This morning we talked about the charge of Paul, the command of Paul.
就是我们应当守的，应当传的，应当持守的。
That which we must keep, observe, and pass down.
就是神的真理道理。
That is the truth of God.
一次已经交付了。
All of it has been entrusted to us.
最重要，我们现在就是要持守。
The most important right now is that we hold steadfastly.
把心放下来，好好的守住。
And use our heart to observe it.
再来，我们要追求敬虔神的性情。
And next, we have to keep piety.
用神的性神里面的神的品格来服侍神，服侍人。
And to serve God with the essence and nature of God.
这是我们的重点。
Serving God and man, and this is the most important point.
我们下午啊，我们再从提摩太前后书来看啊，一些我们应该弃绝的，或者是说，他用一种逃避啊，逃避的事。
And next session in 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd Timothy, we will discuss what God wants, what Paul wanted Timothy to reject or flee from.
那这个弃绝就是主动的、积极的，不要。
To reject is very active and it is something that you want to get rid of.
那有的事情啊，圣经讲说，你要跑掉，你不要跟他在一起。
And some things in the Bible it says we must flee from, we must not be with it.
因为你跟他在一起啊，很容易就被他拉走了。
Because if you linger with it, then you will be easily led away.
那种东西表面上看起来没有什么，但是事实上很厉害，它就是慢慢的把你改变过来。
Superficially, it does not seem like it is such a big deal, but slowly it will change you.
那这个圣经有告诉我们呢，我们来看一下，好了，我们先来看一下，提摩太前书第六章十一节。
Let us look at the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章十一节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
但你这属神的人要逃避这些事。
But you, O man of God, flee these things.
那这些事是什么？
What are these things?
就前面讲的贪财啦。
It is what is mentioned earlier, a love of money.
贪财的反的意思就是不知足。
The opposite of love of money is insufficiency.
这个不知足就是
not being content.
Not being content, 对。就是我们的心啊，还想要多一点，多一点。
Our heart wants more.
这个虽然表面看不起来出来有什么问题啊。
Even though superficially we cannot see a problem with this.
但是在里面，在我们的心里面呢，慢慢把我们腐化掉，这很厉害。
But in our hearts, it will slowly change us.
所以我们要逃避啊，要逃避。
Therefore, we must flee from these things.
我们再来看这个提摩太后书。
Let us look at 2 Timothy.
二十三节。
2 Timothy.
二章二十三节。
Verse 23.
后书提摩太后书二章二十三节。
Second Timothy 2 verse 23.
唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论，总要弃绝，因为知道这种事要起增进的。
23. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife.
不要进去了。
Do not enter into these things.
根本就是要把弃绝掉。
You have to completely avoid and reject.
因为你这个辩论呢，都到最后大家。不愿意认输啊，这下子就起了增进哈，增进没有用的。
Because in disputes, at the end, people would not like to admit loss, and therefore they generate strife.
提摩太前后书讲了一些哈，我们应该很注意的事情啦。
First and Second Timothy mentioned things we must pay attention to.
那我们就一件一件来讲好了啊。
And so we will talk about them one by one.
第一个啊，我们先来看哈，先来看。第六章第三节。
First, let's look at 6:3.
我们先看一下，我们先看一节圣经好了。提摩太前书第四章第一节。
Let us first look at 1 Timothy 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
4 verse 1 of 1 Timothy.
四章一节说，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃道真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
For verse 1, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
这很清楚地讲啊。
This clearly says,
这是指教会的信徒。
This is talking about the believers in the church.
这不是指外面的没有信的人。
This is not talking about unbelievers outside.
圣灵明明的讲。
The Holy Spirit expressly says.
哎，末后就是现在。
The latter days, which is now.
啊，一定有人离开真道。
There will be people who depart from the truth.
这是事实。
This is a reality.
哎，哦，他去听从引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
And they will give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
哎，所以我们早上有讲，你要持守所传给我们的真道到底，这很重要。
Therefore, this morning we talked about how we have to hold fast to the truth that was given to us to the end. This is very important.
我们再看六章哈，六章的第三节。
Just look at 6 verse 3.
六章第三节。
Chapter 6 verse
3. 哎，哦，这里在讲哈，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话和那合乎敬虔的道理。好。
And verse 3 says, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrines which accords with godliness.
什么叫做那个引诱人的邪灵鬼魔的道理呢？
And what is this word that gives heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons?
就是离开，传离开主耶稣纯正的话和那敬虔的道理的啦。
And that is to depart from the pure truth that Jesus Christ gave.
离开真道的。
To depart from the truth.
离开敬虔，敬虔就是要追求神品性情的这种道理的。
And to depart from godliness, which is pursuit of the nature of God.
哎，离开真道。
Departing from the truth.
离开神的性情。
Departing from the nature of God.
这个都是鬼魔的道理。
These are all doctrines of demons.
好，那我们第一个的一个，这是2000年前使徒教会末期的时候发生的事哦。
And this is what happened 2000 years ago in the apostolic church.
哎，我们来看哈，第一个哈，这个离开真道哈。
Let us first look at departing from the truth.
提摩太后书二章十八节。
Second Timothy 2 verse 18.
二章十八节。
2 verse 18.
他们偏离的真道，后书哈，他们
Second Timothy
偏离真道，说复活的事已过，就败坏好些人的信心。
Who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some.
哎，主耶稣死里复活是基本道理、真理啊。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a very basic truth.
哎，也就是我们相信。主耶稣是人类唯一救主的一个四个原因的之一啊。
It is that we believe that Jesus is the one and only Savior of mankind.
这种道理只能够接受。
This type of truth we must accept.
你不能研究。
We cannot investigate.
哎，那当时前面有两个人呐、啊，许弥乃和腓力图，这名字都写出来了。
And before there was Hymenaeus and Philetus.
哎，
their names were already written out.
这个你两个人是教会的工人呢、啊。
These two people were workers in the church.
他们说没有复活。
They said there isn't resurrection.
哎，如果传的任何一个人传的跟我们基本教义不一样啊，这是鬼魔的道理啊。
If somebody preaches something that is different from our basic beliefs, then that is the doctrine of demons.
这个相当严重了。
This is extremely severe.
我们看看这个约翰一书啊。
Let us look at 1 John.
我们看约翰二书啊。
Let us look at 2 John.
这种人啊，连跟他握手都不行呢。
These type of people, you should not even shake hands with them.
提摩太二哎约翰二书啊第九节。
2 John verse 9.
第九节到十一节。
Verse 9 to 11.
凡越过基督的教训不常守的，就没有神。常守教训的就有父又有子。第十节。
10。
若有人到你那里说到那里不是传这个教训，不要接他到家里，也不要问他安。十一节。
11。
因为问他安的，就是就在他的恶行上有份。
9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ is both the Father and the Son. 10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. 11. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds.
哎，这个是在讲真道，得救真道。
This is talking about the truth of salvation.
你传的不一样啊，连握手都不行啊。
If one preaches something different from this, then we should not even shake hands with them.
哎，如果是我们的亲戚啊，大概就没有办法来往了。
Let's say if it is our relative, then we must not even interact with them anymore.
我不晓得大家读了这个以后了解这个意思吗？
I don't know if you understand the meaning of this when it is read.
约翰说啊，老约翰说啊，你跟他握手问安呐、啊，就与他恶行有份呐、啊，你就跟他一样传。
Because Elder John says, if you greet him to shake hands with him, you are sharing in his evil deeds, preaching this false teaching.
提摩太后书二章。
Second Timothy.
我们刚才说了，那两个人呐、啊，偏离真道，说复活的事已过。
We read that these two people.We're preaching the false doctrine, saying that the resurrection has already passed.
啊，这个在保罗传福音的时候就有了呢。
During the preaching of Paul, there was already such cases.
哥林多前书十五章，我们来看。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
啊，十五章十二节。
15 verse 12.
十五章的十二节。
Chapter 15 verse 12.
哎。我们不要以为这不会有人传呐、啊，有人传呐、啊。
Let us not think that people will not preach this.
They will. 你没有注意的话，你就不很容易就陷进去了。
If we do not pay attention, then we will easily fall into the trap.
哥林多前书十五章十二节。
15 verse 12 of First Corinthians.
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢
？Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead.How do some among you say that there's no resurrection of the dead?
怎么会在信徒当中有人说死没死我们死的不会复活呢
？How come there are believers among you that say when we die there will not be a resurrection?
如果人死的不会复活，基督就没有复活。
If we will not resurrect, then Christ did not resurrect.
如果基督没有复活，我们所信的是枉然。
If Christ did not resurrect, then what we have believed in is in vain.
我们所有做的都是空的。
Everything that we have done is in vain.
是骗人的。
It is lying.
哎，这很严重啊。
This is extremely severe.
哎，那我们在比保罗在传福音的时候，当时教会就有这样子的这种道理跑出来呢。
When Paul was preaching at that time, there was already such doctrines in the church.
哎，那保罗就讲了。
And therefore Paul said,
哎，如果没有复活啊，我们就不要去这样做了。
If there is no resurrection, then we must not continue.
我们都灭亡了。
We will all perish.
我那么辛苦干什么？还冒着生命危险。
Why should I work so hard and risk my life?
其实，人死，我们将来人要复活，是我们最大的盼望，神给我们的最大的应许。
In fact, for mankind to resurrect in the future, it is our greatest hope. It is the greatest promise from God.
因为我们要进天国。
Because we will enter into the heavenly
kingdom. 没有复活，哪里进天国呢？
If there's no resurrection, then how can we enter the kingdom of heaven?
哎，而是我们在活着的人。在今天，这信徒在今天最大的盼望、最大的期待。
Rather, it is the greatest hope for those who believe today.
我们的盼望是在将来，不是在今生。
Our hope is in the future, not now.
死人复活的道理就叫我们明白说，我们不要盼望在今天，是盼望在天堂、天国。
And the resurrection of the dead teaches us to hope not in today, but rather in the heavenly kingdom.
这是我们的教义啊。
This is our teaching.
我们的想法。
Our thinking,
我们的信相信呢、啊、
？Our faith,
我们的传呢、啊？我们所传的、啊、
？That which we preach,
那没有办法更改的。
That cannot be changed.
当然，我们不是要骂人了、啊。
Of course, we are not criticizing and scolding others.
我们心里面知道这是很肯定的。
But in our hearts, we are convicted.
你不要再动摇了。
We should not waver in this.
哎，所以他哥林多前书十五章啊，十五章十九节说。
Therefore, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 19 says,
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜了。
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
死人复活这个道理是真道。
The truth of resurrection of the dead is truth.
但是应用到我们今天的生活。
But to apply it into our life today.
来证实你相不相信死人复活。
To prove whether or not you believe in the resurrection of the dead.
如果我们今天所盼望的是今天的享乐，人生的享乐追求。
If our hope is only in the pursuit of pleasures, of worldly pleasures,
而不是注重在将来的天国
，and not in the heavenly kingdom to come，
你对死人复活虽然知道，但是不重视。
Even though you know about the resurrection of the dead, you do not value it.
哎，没有用了。
It is useless.
你比众人更可怜。
You're more pitiable than all men.
如果我们今天到晚一天到晚就是要买东西，要赚大钱，什么？你对使人复活的道理没有明白。
If every day we just want to busy around to make money, then we do not understand the resurrection of the dead.
老是在烦恼今生的事情，不会去追求将来的事。
And we are only worrying about the present things, and we do not pursue the future things.
这就是属灵的婴孩。
This is a spiritual infant.
使人复活的道理非常的重要。
The teaching of resurrection of dead is extremely important.
当时使徒教会已经有人说没有了。
However, the apostolic church at that time, there were people saying there is no such thing.
今天很多其他教会啊。我所知道的哦，
Today, other churches that I know of,
他们也信耶稣。
They also believe in Jesus.
但是每一次啊，我们跟他谈，用《使徒行传》跟他谈。
But every time we talk to them about First Corinthians, Acts,
使徒行传，讲到圣灵的工作。
When we talk about the work of the Holy Spirit in Acts,
得圣灵的情形
，and the situation of receiving the Holy Spirit,
他们都说一句话。
They all say one thing.
据我了解的了哈。
I understand this.
过去了，历史啊。
It has passed, and that is history.
不再重演。
It will not happen again.
他们这样完全相信。
They completely believe this.
而且还教导他很多人。
Not only that, they teach it to many people.
没有错，他们在传耶稣啊。
Not wrong, they are preaching Jesus.
但是圣灵这件事情他没有办法接受。
However, they cannot accept the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个。在讲说传异教啊
，Therefore, this is talking about preaching doctrine.
就是说你不传纯正耶稣的道理，都是异教啊。
If you do not preach the pure doctrine of Christ, then that is incorrect teaching.
我们常常说要传全备的福音啊。
We often say that we have to preach the complete gospel.
就是这个意思啊。
This is what it means.
你稍微修改一下都不行啊。
If you sort of tweak and change the gospel, that is not right.
你这个一修改啊。你就影响到这个信徒的生活。
Because one revision or change can influence the life of a believer.
因为你不相信有复活，那我干嘛那么努力读经祷告干嘛？我做圣工干什么？那我就享乐就好了。
If you don't believe in resurrection, why should I pray and read the Bible and do holy work? I should just indulge in pleasures.
所以那个真道得救的真道跟我们生活有关系啊，直接关系啊。
Therefore, the truth of salvation has direct relationship with our lives.
因为我们从我们的生活。每一个人的生活来表现出来，你对真道有没有认识多少
？Because from each of our lives, it can show how much we understand the truth.
所以真道非常的重要。
Therefore, the truth is extremely important.
我们来看啊，我们来看这个提摩太前书哈啊，提摩太前书。
Let us look at First Timothy.
第一章。
First Timothy chapter one.
第三节。
Chapter one verse three.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
我就是保罗啊，保罗往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你啊，就是提摩太。曾劝提摩太能住在以弗所，好祝福那几个人，不可传异教。
Three, as I, which is talking about Paul, urged you, which is talking about Timothy, when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
如果有人这样传。
If someone does preach
跟我们传的，我们基本信仰不一样。
Preaching differently from our basic beliefs.
我们要叫他不能传呐。
Then we have to tell them to not preach that.
那是教会的责任。
That is the responsibility of the church.
这是一件很重要的事情啊。
This is an very important thing.
那第二个啊，我们再来看。
Secondly, let's also take a look.
第四章哥林提摩太前书第四章第三节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物，就是神所造的，叫那信而明白的人感谢领受的。第四节。
4.
凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢领受，就没有一样可弃的。第五节。
5.
都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了。哦，这里讲啊，这个鬼魔那个的道理里面哈，有一种人专门禁止嫁娶。
Here it tells us that some of the doctrine of the demons forbids people to marry and commands them to abstain from food.
可能他们的意思是说，不要结婚比较单纯呐，哈，专心的拜神呐。
Perhaps their intention is it is more simple to not marry so we can focus on worshiping God.
这圣经没有讲啊。
The Bible does not say this.
圣经也没有说你不想娶嫁也可以啦。
And the Bible does not say that you can choose to not marry.
如果你有这个恩赐,
If you have this gift,
但是你不能强迫人家啊。
But you should not force other people.
要不然神为什么要造一个夏娃有一个婚姻呢？
Then why did God create Eve and also marriage?
他的原因可能是很好了，啊，说保持单身啊，比较对神比较这个能够专心一点。
Perhaps their intention for forbidding people to marry is so that people can have a simpler life and focus on worshiping God.
人的心是好啊，但是做出来的不合神的旨意啊。
The heart of these men is good, but what they act and do is not according to the will of God.
然后说禁戒食物。
And here it says commanding people to abstain from foods.
大概有一些干净的，像旧约的那样的，有一些干净的、洁净的，一些不洁净的，什么，就这种分别了。
Perhaps like the Old Testament, there are clean and unclean foods, and there's a discernment between them.
现在的也有人呐，哦，研究食物啊，说哪一种食物才好，哪种食物不好。
And now there are also people who research foods and say these are good foods and those are bad.
你个人要吃不吃那是你的事。
If an individual wants to eat it or not, that is a personal issue.
但是他想叫大家能够这样做。
But they want to command people to abstain from foods.
那怎么办呢？
Then what should you do?
你的教会就弄了很多的规条。
Then the church will create many regulations and rules.
规条是做什么？
What is the purpose of rules?
规条本来的意思啊，也是说叫大家能够有一定的规范啊去做了，意思是很好啊。
Originally, the purpose of rules is so that people can do something in an orderly fashion.
但是那个不是神的本意啊。
But that is not the original intention of God.
神最要我们遵守道理，是要从心里面明白，感谢恩，感恩去遵守。
God wants us to understand the truth and with a thankful heart keep the commandments.
不是设立很多的规条啊。
Not to create many rules and regulations.
然后叫信徒这样去守。
And command the believers to keep them.
我们看保罗怎么讲。
Let us see what Paul says.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
二十节到二十三节。
2:20-23. Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 to 23.
二十节，你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么仍然向世俗中，在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸的等类的规条呢？二十二节。
22.
这都是照人的吩咐所教导的。说到这一切正用的时候，就都败坏了。二十三节。
Verse 23.
这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私意崇拜，自表谦虚，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效。保罗讲得非常的清楚。
Paul says very clearly.
已经是与基督同死同埋葬同复活了。
We've already died, been buried, and been raised with Christ.
已经离开这个世界上的这些思想了。
We've already departed from the thinking of this world.
怎么又就把那些什么不可摸、不可尝的一些规条跑出来呢？
Why are there regulations such as do not touch, do not taste, do not handle popping up?
即使他们的原意是好的。
Their original intention, in fact, is good.
来帮助我们来走神的道。
To help us walk according to the word of God.
但是保罗说。
But Paul says,
这些规条没有用啊。
These regulations have no use.
你用那个规条，其实没有办法对于克制肉体的情欲一点办法都没有。
These regulations have no value against the indulgence of the flesh.
好像说不可嫁娶。
It is as if saying do not marry.
那个是违反你神造的生理的一个反应啊。
That is against a natural reaction that God has given upon creation.
据说啊，那些人呐、啊，他为了要克制肉体啊。
And they say because they want to fight against the indulgence of the flesh.
大冬天，在这冬天呢、啊，很冷的时候。
When it's very cold in the winter time.
脱光衣服。
They'll take off all their clothes.
泼冷水。
And then pour cold water.
就是要使自己肉体克制下来。
And that is to control their flesh.
还有一些人呢、啊。
And there are some people.
每天就拿那个鞭子打自己。
Every day they will use a whip to hit themselves.
哇，非常克制。
Well, they have much control.
那个是打肉体，但是心里面的情欲你怎么打？
That is hitting the flesh, but how can you fight the lust in your heart?
所以没有用啊。
Therefore, it is useless.
有一天，没有办法，还是犯罪了。
One day, you will also end up sinning.
我们来看马太福音。
Let us look at the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
主耶稣那个时候就有人了、来挑战主耶稣啊。
At that time, there were people who came to challenge Jesus.
我们看主 马太福音十五章第一节到第九节。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 15, verse 1 to 9.
谁要挑战主耶稣啊？
Who wanted to challenge Lord Jesus?
法利赛人和文士。
The scribes and the Pharisees.
第二节啊。
Verse 2.
你的门徒为什么犯了古人的遗传呢？因为他们吃饭的时候不，他们不洗手。
2. Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread?
哎，他们竟然命令成人啊，吃饭要洗手。哎，我们现在听起来有点奇怪啊。
They commanded people to wash their hands before they ate. And when we hear this, it sounds strange to us.
他就责问主耶稣啊。
And they directly asked Jesus,
哎，你怎么教你孩你儿你的门徒的？
How do you teach your disciples?
你怎么教你他们吃饭都不洗手呢？
Why are you teaching them to not wash their hands when they eat, before they eat?
听了以后啊，
After Lord Jesus heard this,
主耶稣说，好了，你既然这样挑战，我就来讲个明白吧。
He said, all right, if you're going to challenge me like this, I will explain it so you may understand.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣回答说，你们为什么因为你们的遗传犯了神的诫命呢？
3. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?
你说我的门徒违反传统。
You say that my disciples are going against the tradition.
那些传统都是他们规定的规条啦。
The traditions are all the regulations and rules that they require.
那我问你。
Now I ask you.
你怎么违反神的诫命啊？
How do you transgress the commandment of God?
你说我的门徒违反人的传统，啊，你为什么违反神的诫命呢？
You say that my disciples go against the tradition of man, but why do you go against the commands of God?
主耶稣就解释了。
And so Jesus described, he described what it means to go against the commands of God.
第四节,
Verse 4.
神说当孝敬父母, 又说咒骂父母的必要致死他。
For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.
孝敬父母是十诫第五条啊。
Honoring your father and your mother is the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments.
是在神的诫命里面唯一带着应许祝福的。
It is the only commandment that carries a promise.
在旧约啊，甚至说你如果骂住父母，要用石头把你打死啊。
The Old Testament says if you speak against your parents, then you must be stoned to death.
那主耶稣说，你们怎么违反神的诫命呢？
And Lord Jesus said, why do you go against the commandment of God?
我们来看看他们怎么违反。
Let us see how they go against this commandment. Verse 5.
你们倒说，无论何人对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了贡献。第六节。
6.
他就可以不孝敬父母了。这就是你们借着传统。废了神的诫命啊。
5. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. 6. Then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition.
这人啊，他做了这个规条了。
Man has created this rule.
比如说一个人有一百块。
For example, if someone has $100,
那这一百块是这个月要给他父母的钱，生活费。
This $100 is for living expenses for their parents.
这个法利赛人就说，你可以把那个一百块奉献给教会。
You can take that $100 and offer it to church.
那因为你奉献给教会，你就没有钱给你父母。
And because you offered it to church, you do not have any more money for your parents.
法利赛人说没有问题啊。
And the Pharisees say that's no problem.
因为你就奉献给神嘛。
Because you've offered it to God already.
主耶稣怎么解释啊？
How did Lord Jesus describe it?
主耶稣说，你用人的教训。
Lord Jesus says you use the teachings of man.
废了神的诫命。
And you have negated the commandment of God.
你那一百块就本来就应该要孝敬你父母的。
That $100 was supposed to use to honor your parents.
你那是神的诫命。
And that is the commandment of God.
你不能废掉，不能够取代。
You should not replace it or make it to no effect.
这个人的心很诡诈。
The heart of man is deceitful.
他就叫你来取代的。
They want you to replace it.
哎呀，因为我没有钱嘛，我只能够做一个，所以我就决定做这个了。
Because I have limited money, so I can only choose one, so I will choose this.
这些人就用了这规条，把它变成一个可以做的事情。
These people use rules and regulations to make it something you can do.
这就主耶稣说，你用人的传统，借着人的道废了神的诫命。
And so Lord Jesus says, you have made the commandment of God to no effect by your tradition.
这些规条没有用的。
These rules and regulations have no use. In fact, they negate the commandment of God. And they teach other people and say that this is right. This is completely wrong. To be filial to your parents is the commandment of God. It cannot be abolished. It cannot be changed.
敬拜神也是神的诫命。
To worship God is also a commandment of God.
做人的本分就是要孝敬敬爱神，又要爱神爱人。
And the commandment of God and the duty of man is to fear and love God and man.
我们两个都要做。
We must do both.
你不能说只做一个来取代一个。
We cannot only do one and replace the other.
这就是修改神的诫命啊。
This is changing the commandments of God.
如果我们有这种心啊。
If we have this heart,
就不太好了。
Then that is not good.
因为你用人自己的诡诈在解释神的诫命啊。
Because we use the deceit of man to describe the commandment of God.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这个百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。第九节
Verse 9,
他们将人的分物当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然的。
8. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. 9. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.
这就是人的聪明啊。
This is the intelligence of man.
以自己为中心啊。
They are self-centered.
不以神为中心啊。
They are not God-centered.
神的话每一句都要去遵守。
The word of God, each one must be observed.
不是用选的。
They are not selected.
我们自己要了解啊。
We must understand ourselves.
这设了很多规条就违反神的诫命。
To create many rules and regulations is going against the commandment of God.
好像看起来对啊。
It seems like it is correct.
教会要建会堂。
The church is going to build a chapel.
我把钱都奉献给教会了。
I've offered all my money to the church.
我就不需要奉我建牧养我的教教教那个奉养我的父母吗
？Then I do not need to use money to help my parents.
这是不对的。
That is incorrect.
这我们要很清楚啊。
We have to be clear about this.
比如说小青年。
For example, the youth.
青年应该要读书，好好读书。
Youth should diligently study in school.
在家里帮忙父母。
And help out with their parents at home.
绝对不能说我到教会做圣工，所以我就不需要帮忙父母。
You absolutely cannot say that because I have to do holy work at church, I will not help parents.
我就不要读书。
And I will not study.
因为我做教会的工作。
Because I'm doing work in church.
这是错误的观念啊。
This is an incorrect concept.
你自己心里想错了。
Our hearts are thinking incorrectly. We have to do both.
真的有看起来很困难啊。
It seems like it is very difficult.
但是神，我所了解的啊。
However, from my understanding,
我所经历的
what I've experienced,
教会里面真正拜神的青年啊。
The true ones who worship God, the youth, the true youth who worship God in church.
教会真正拜神的人啊。
Those who truly worship God in church,
神都会给他智慧。
God will give them wisdom.
他在学校工作不会差的。
In school and work, they will not fall short.
当然我不能讲100%啦。
And of course, I cannot say 100%.
因为神会给你智慧的。
Because God will give you wisdom.
但是我们不是要神的智慧，所以我才去做去孝敬神孝敬父母，不是这样子的。
But it's not because that I want the wisdom of God that I respect and honor God and parents.
就是说，我们如果照神的话去做，神会不会同在的。
That is to say, if I observe the word of God, God will abide with me.
不要自己胡思乱想。
And not to think on our own.
因为你自己想的方法就不对了，你就更改神的教训了。
Because the ways that we think of are not correct, and they will be against the teachings of God.
所以啊，不要用朝这个方向走。
Therefore, let us not walk in this direction.
吃饭洗不洗手。
To wash your hands or not before eating
跟得救没有关系啊、
has nothing to do with salvation.
主耶稣后面就解释了。
And therefore Jesus explains later.
吃到肚子里面的，最后还是会跑出来了。
Whatever goes into the mouth will come out at the end.
那没有关系的。
It's not important.
拉肚子而已。
Unless you are having diarrhea.
但是重要是什么？
But what is the most important?
心里面东西啊。脏的东西如果跑出来，会污秽人的啦。
The things in your heart, the dirty things in your heart, when they come out, they can corrupt others.
你到底是用什么心在守神的诫命
？What kind of heart do you have when you're keeping the commandments of God?
要求神洁净我们的心啊。
We must ask God to cleanse our hearts.
对神的诫命啊，要单纯的接受啊。
And to have a simple acceptance of the commandments of God.
像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
每一条都接受。
Every commandment he accepts.
没有选择啊，不要选择啊。
He does not choose.
你开始选啊，你就有问题了。
Do not choose. When you start to choose, you will have problems.
神讲的话，我每一个都完全相信。
The words of God, every one of them, I believe.
虽然有的时候我不太了解。
Even though there are some that I do not understand.
但是我相信神。
But I believe in God.
我就相信神的话。
And I just believe in the word of God.
有一天啊，我们就会了解是什么意思。
One day we will understand what it means.
不要强解自己神的诫命啊。
But do not.
Force to explain.
Do not force to explain the commandments of God.
你有时候会解错了。
Sometimes you will explain it wrong.
你行错了就行错了。
And we may observe it and keep it wrong.
所以离开道理真道。
Departing from the truth.
或者设立很多不必要的规条。
Or to create unnecessary rules and regulations.
那个都不是正确的方法。
These are not correct methods.
保罗说啊， 如果要那样子，我干嘛那样传得那么辛苦？
Paul says, if it is like this, then why should I preach so diligently?
我为什么要传说不要律法呢？
Why should I preach that there is no need for the law?
到处求，犹太人都到处要追杀我。
Because everywhere I go, the Jews want to kill me. Why should I work so hard? Because those things are useless.
我们要从心里面产生出那个有从爱心里面产生出来的信心才有用的。
Only the faith that comes from a heart of love is of use.
我们再来看啊，我们再来看一点啊。
Let us look at another point.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
第二十节。
6 verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的。躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌基督的似是而非的学问啊，二十一节，因为有人自称有这个学问，就偏离了真道。
Verse 20, O Timothy, guard what was commanded to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. 21, by professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen.
第一章第四节。
1 verse 4.
提摩太前书一章四节。
First Timothy 1 verse 4。
也不可听从那荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
1 verse 4, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies which cause disputes, rather than godly edification which is in faith。
第一个就是那个空的话表，不需要太重视了。
First, it is empty and godless chatter we must not value.
有的人很喜欢谈这个世界上的东西。
Because many people like to talk about worldly things.
哎呦，今天发生什么事情？哇，一直讲。
Oh, what happened today? And they keep rambling.
刚才才听了一晚道一场道理，但是等一下一讲啊，他讲的比道理刚才讲的大上台上讲的道理还好听啊。
And we just heard a sermon, but what they start to talk about sounds even better than the sermon.
很多人喜欢讲这些。
Many people like to talk about these things.
谈家谱，谈我家怎么样，我家怎么样。
Starting from the household, what is going on at my house? What is going on at home?
没有用的东西。
These things are of no value.
这是从神的角度来看的。
This is from the perspective of God.
因为凡是跟神没有关系的，到最后都是空的。
Because those who say, when you say things that are godless, in the end they are empty.
就是人的成就也是空的。
Even the accomplishments of man is of no value.
你的做事能力也是空的。
The ability to do things is also empty.
如果我们做的事不是做在神的身上，是空的。
The things that we do, if we do not do them to God, then they are useless.
你最多只是对今生有帮助而已。
At most, it will help you today in your life.
你做的工作，你做事的能力不能带到天国。
The things that you accomplish and do in this world cannot be taken to heaven.
这是圣经所讲的空啊，空的意思。
This is what it means for something to be in vain in the Bible.
所罗门王说，空虚的就是空虚啊。
And Solomon said, "Vanity of vanities."
他建的王宫那么大。
He constructed such a large palace.
他黄金那么多。
He had so much gold.
从人来看哪里是空的。
From the perspective of man, how is this in vain?
他为什么在传道书那样讲？
But why did he say this in Ecclesiastes?
因为是从神的角度来看。
Because it is spoken from the perspective of God.
从永生来看。
From the perspective of eternal life.
那些是做梦啊。
Those things are dreams.
没有用的。
They're useless.
你离开了最后一口气，那些都是丢掉了，都是没有了。
After departing with your last breath, all those things are gone.
我们要了解。
You must understand.
把我们的精力、时间。
Our energy and our time.
多看圣经啊。
You must spend it to read the Bible.
多讨论圣经的东西。
To talk about the things of the Bible.
多追求属灵的事情。
To pursue the spiritual things.
有好的品性，好好学人家。
And when you see the nature of God in others, we must imitate them.
多看同工之间同工的好处了。
To look at the good points and virtues of other holy workers.
别人的缺点啊，我们看到了。你如果有真的有愿意帮助他，帮他祷告就好了。
And if we see the shortcomings of others, if we want to help them, let's just pray for them.
多学习看人家，这个工人他为什么会成功啊？
Let us try more to learn, the good points of others and see how is this holy worker so successful.
神为什么会用他？
Why would God use this person?
神用这个工人到底用在他哪一点？
Which point of this holy worker is God using?
你仔细去看，你就发觉到了。
If you carefully examine, then you will realize.
那个就是我应该学习的地方。
That is what I have to learn from.
那个值得啊，那个值得我去努力啊。
That is worthy for me to try hard.
第二。
Secondly,
敌真道啊，提摩太前书六章的二十节啊，敌下半句，敌真道的似是而非的道理。
And the second part of 2 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge.
这个似是而非啊, 表示啊, 很模棱两可, 嗯, 在那很, 在那个, 在那个当中啊, 黑白当中啊, 灰色的, 嗯, 灰色的东西。
And this is talking about the gray area between black and white.
嗯, 我们要很谨慎。
We have to be very watchful.
嗯, 我越看圣经啊, 我越觉得我要解释圣经要, 要很谨慎。
The more that I read the Bible, I realize I have to be very careful about interpreting the Bible.
我不应该解释那种灰灰黑白当中的东西啊,
I should not try to interpret the gray things that are between black and white.
当然有时候因为人啊, 我也是人啊,
of course, because I am also a man.
求神保守我,
may God keep me.
这个似是而非的道理很可怕,
the contradictions in, and the gray areas are very scary.
他讲下去, 这种道理讲下去啊,
when these truths are spoken,
很多人很喜欢听啊,
many people like to hear them.
他就停在他的脑子里面,
and they will keep them in their minds.
有时候他没有答案的,
sometimes they have no answer.
让你自己去想, 哦, 那你很高兴啊, 你就想来想去,
and they let you think on your own, and so you'll be very happy and start thinking here and there. And you can't come to a conclusion.
我就自己做了一个结论,
and then you just make a personal conclusion.
我们来看一个例子,
let us see an example.
马太福音19章,
Matthew chapter 19.
啊, 我们来看, 离婚,
let us talk about divorce.
离婚到底是怎么回事啊?
What is the situation with divorce?
我们知道我们不能离婚啊,
we know we must not divorce.
但是主耶稣在那个时候, 他们可以离婚的,
but at the time of Lord Jesus, they could have divorce.
因为那个律法里面可以写啊, 也可以啊,
because in the law, it talks about this possibility.
马太福音19章,
Matthew chapter 19,
第三节,
verse 3.
法利赛人要来试探耶稣说, 人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗?
Verse 3, the Pharisees also came to him, testing him and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife or for just any reason? And how do we explain it today? Let us look at how Jesus explains it.
我们从主耶稣的解答来看, 我们怎么应该对神的道理啊, 要怎么样去做一个根据, 哦,
and from the answer of Jesus, let us see how we can use the truth, the Bible, to have evidence for what we will say.
离婚这件事情从古到今天都有啊,
the matter of divorce has existed from ancient times till today.
什么时候才对?
When is it correct?
谁讲的才算对呢?
What is correct? Words spoken by whom is correct?
那么多人就讲过这件事情啊,
many people have talked about this already.
也放在律法里面,
it is, has been put in the law.
到底谁讲的才对啊?
But of whose words is correct?
那么圣经那么多, 那么大本, 每一个人讲道, 都随便讲, 拿一节出来, 那你, 那你要怎么知道哪一个才是对的呢?
The Bible is so large, we can pick out many verses, but how can we tell which is correct?
我们看主耶稣怎么讲?
Let us see what Jesus says.
第四节,
verse 4.
耶稣回答说, 那起初造人的, 造男造女, 第五节,
5.
并且说, 因此人要离开父母, 与妻子联合, 二人成为一体, 这经你们没有念过吗? 第六节,
verse 6.
既然如此, 夫妻不再是一个两个人了, 乃是一体了, 所以神配合的, 人不可分开。
Verse 4, and he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? 5, and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. 6, so then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate.
哎, 主耶稣怎么回答?
Therefore, how does Jesus answer?
创世纪第二章,
Genesis chapter 2.
要谈婚姻, 从婚姻的开始,
if we want to talk about marriage, let us start at the very beginning.
亚当娶夏娃,
Adam was married to Eve.
哎, 这是神, 神介绍的,
this is an introduction by God.
而且有意思的,
and it also has meaning.
他说人要离开父母, 与妻子联合, 两人成为一体,
it says that for this reason, a man shall leave his mother and father and be joined with his wife, and two shall become one flesh.
两个成一体怎么再分开呢? 不能分开了。
For two to become one flesh, how can they be separated again? That cannot be done.
神配合的人不可分开啊。
Therefore, for God is joined, man cannot separate.
这是神原来的意思啊。
This is the original intention of God.
解释圣经,
to explain the Bible.
回到神原来的意思,
let us go back to the original intentions of God.
哎, 那些人不服气啊,
those people were not happy.
哎, 第七节,
let us look at verse 7.
法利赛人说, 这样, 摩西为什么吩咐给妻子可以休妻呢?
The Pharisees said, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away?
为什么过了几千年以后, 神,
How come 1,000 years later, God gave Moses the law and said that you can have a divorce?
哎, 那些人也强辩哦,
and this, these people kept disputing.
嗯, 第八节,
verse 8.
耶稣说, 摩西因为你们信应啊, 所以许你们休妻, 但起初并不是这样。
Jesus said in verse 8, Moses, because of your hardness of your heart, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so.
我们要怎么解释这个问题?
How are we to describe this problem?
我们要想出来神定这个对这个问题原来的心意是什么?
We must talk about the original intention of God when he instituted this.
我们今天要这样说。
And that is how we must observe today.
所以主耶稣就做了结论。
And therefore Jesus made a conclusion.
不能离婚。
We must not divorce.
因为神配合的。
Because it is something that God has joined.
这个没有什么妥协的啦。
There's no compromise.
哎，我们结婚就是这个意思啊。This
is the meaning of marriage for us.
哎，就不要弄错了，不是我结婚啊。Let
us not incorrectly interpret. It is not.
没有错，表面上是好像我结婚啊。Of
course, it seems like it is me getting married.
这是神决定的。But
it is God making the decision.
既然神决定了。And
since God has made this decision,
我们算谁啊？
Who are we?
怎么敢破坏呢？
To try to destroy it.
你破坏就是破坏神的规定啊。To
destroy this marriage is to destroy the command of God.
后来你这个人心硬啊。And
then the heart of man has been hardened. And there's not enough faith.
意思就信心不够啊。That
is to say they did not have enough faith.
所以就准许你啊，有一些条件之下准许你。And
so under some conditions, he allowed it.
本来不是那样子的。
But originally it was not so.
你不要用后来的东西来解释神原来的意思。
Do not use that something that happened later to try to describe the original intentions of God.
你如果用这个事情来看今天发生的事情啊,
if we use the situation to describe things that happened today,
哎, 我们就看得很清楚。
We can see very clearly.
哎, 我们要很谨慎。
We must be very watchful.
哎, 世界上事情千变万化。
The things of this world change rapidly.
哎, 很多事情你看不清楚的。
Many things you cannot see clearly.
那怎么办呢? 我们今天怎么样才是神的道理呢?
But what should we do? How can we know what is the truth of God?
很明白圣经神原来的意思是什么?
We must clearly understand in the Bible what the original intentions of God were. What did God say the first time?
哎, 就像保罗在加拉太书一样。
It is just like Paul in the book of Galatians.
任何一个人所传的跟我第一次传给你们的不一样，都要受咒诅。
Anybody who preaches something that different from what I originally preached to you must be cursed.
包括我啊,
including me.
包括保罗他自己,
including Paul himself.
天使都不知道咒诅。
Even angels you must curse.
因为神的话不会变的。
Because the word of God does not change.
神不是像人啊。
God is not like man.
我今天讲了，明天说，哎，我想不对，我再修改一下。
I say something today, and then tomorrow I think about it, and it was wrong, so I'll change it.
因为神是永远的。
God is eternal.
我们不要用人的头脑去想神啊，神就那样子。
We must not use the mind of man to describe how God is.
哎，那这也很危险的。
That is extremely dangerous.
哎，就旧约里面有一个人叫做巴兰啊，我们每次看到这个故事就很有意思啊。
In the Old Testament, there is a man named Balaam, and every time we talk about the story, there's much meaning.
因为人类的历史里面只有一个动物啊，它坐着驴会讲话，讲过人的话。
And because in the history of man, there's only one animal that could speak the words of man, this donkey.
那经常坐的那只驴啊，坐在他那巴兰先知坐的那只驴，竟然讲话了。
And when the prophet Balaam was riding on the donkey started speaking.
哎，你怎么打我呢？
Whoa, why did you hit me?
啊，因为。 因为天使在前面要杀他。
Because angels were in front of him, waiting to kill him.
他没有看到。
He didn't see it.
他看不到了。
He couldn't see it.
神让他坐的驴子看到， 因为天使拿着刀。
But God allowed the donkey he was riding on to see that an angel was holding a blade.
那个驴就不走了。
And so this donkey did not continue.
他就打他的驴。
So he hit his donkey.
他驴就讲话了。
And then his donkey spoke, "Why did you hit me?"
我再走，我们两个都死了，你还走。
If we keep walking, then we will both die. Why do you want to keep going?
圣经里面，圣经里面讲巴兰是先知哦。
In fact, the Bible says that Balaam is a prophet.
哎，他到底是怎么回事啊？
What happened with him?
因为当时候了，那个以色列人在旷野走啊。
Because at that time, the Israelites were in the wilderness.
哎，因为他们啊，神帮助他们啊，到处啊，这个敌人都被打败。
God helped them to destroy the enemies.
哎。 那到了摩亚啊，这个那个摩亚的王啊，就想要叫这个巴兰呐、啊，因为他巴兰人家讲的话都很准， 所以就要请巴兰啊去咒诅以色列百姓。
And when they came to Moab, the king of Moab wanted to ask Balaam because Balaam had very accurate words. The things he spoke were very accurate, so he wanted him to curse the Israelites.
当这个摩亚王啊巴勒差遣的使臣带了很多黄金来的时候，这个人表面上很正直哦。
And when the king brought much gold with him to talk to Balaam, he was,
他表面上听起来很正直 ，upright.
Originally, he seemed like very upright.
我听神讲，神怎么讲
？Superficially, he seems very upright, and he says he will, do whatever God tells him to do.
在民数记二十二章十二节。
In Numbers chapter 22, verse 12,
神就对他讲
，God said to him,
你不可和他同去。
You shall not go with them.
也不可以咒诅那民。
You shall not curse the people.
因为那民是蒙福的。
For these people are blessed.
这已经讲完了。
He's already said this.
啊，他就跟人家讲，不行了，你不去吧。
So he told them, I cannot do this.
下一次这个王再拿叫他使臣来更多的黄金。
And the next time this king came, he brought even more gold.
他表面上也很正直啊。
Superficially, he seemed very upright still.
你这国王再给我满屋子的黄金，我都不可以要的。
He said, even if the king gives me a whole house of gold, I will not.
我不能够讲超过神要我讲的话。
I cannot speak more than beyond the word of the Lord my God.
但是我今天晚上再问神看看。
But this night, I will ask God again.
错在哪里？
Where is he wrong?
他以为神会改变。
He thinks that God can change.
他觉得说，我就一直求啊。那求到最后啊，我的希望就被神就会允许我。
He thinks that if I keep asking and to the very end, perhaps he will allow my request.
这就是人想神跟人神跟我们一样。
And this is when man thinks that God is like us.
神已经把它讲得很清楚了。
God has already explained very clearly that you must not do this.
你就不需要再问了。
There's no need to ask again.
而且他还是神的工人呢。
Especially because he is a worker of God.
他明白神呢。
He understands God.
他为什么要再问第二次？
Why does he have to ask again?
他想神会改变。
He thinks that God will change.
神就说你要去啊，但去可以去，但是你要照我的话讲。
And then God says, if you want to go, you can go, but you have to speak according to my word.
然后在路上啊，就叫天使要杀他。
And then along the road, he sent an angel to kill him.
所以他驴子就讲话了。
Therefore, the donkey spoke.
他才看到天使在前面拿着刀。
Then he saw the angels holding a sword.
哎呀，我有罪了！他马上讲，这个人这种人很厉害，马上就改口，我有罪了，我有罪。
Then he immediately said, "Oh no, I have sinned."
我不知道你要杀我。
I didn't know you wanted to kill me.
你不喜欢我去，我回头，我回头。
If you don't want me to go, then I'll turn back.
这种人呢，没有这种人呢，见风转舵的人呢，没有主见的人。
And these people who are indecisive.
临阵就是说碰什么我行刑之下讲什么话这种人呢、啊、
And these people speak it's according to whatever situation they encounter.
这种不是做神的工人的。
These people are not ones to be workers of God.
神也叫他去了，但是你只能叫我的话讲。
But God still told them to go, but you must only speak according to my word.
他讲了四次啊。
And he said four times.
本来都是要咒诅的，全部祝福了。
And there used to be curses, but now they are completely blessings.
那国王说啊。我的黄金不会给你啦。
And the king said, I will not give you my gold.
你浪费你的时间啊。
You have wasted your time.
这就是圣经在彼得后书里面讲的。
And this is what it says in 2 Peter.
贪心的啊，贪财的先知。
A prophet who loves money.
这种人啊，知道正道，而故意在这边以金钱为表面得利的门徒啊，路途啊。在那边做神的工啊。
And these people, even though they know the truth, they appear like they are very godly.
就是贪财啊。
But they are very greedy.
在心里面已经被这个财金钱啊所占据了。
And in their hearts, has been occupied by the love of money.
但是因为他们在服事的上面很老练，所以别人看不出来。
But because they are very skilled. In the work that they do, others cannot tell.
圣经里面说啊，彼得后书那里说。
In 2 Peter, it says in the Bible.
这种人就是狗。
These people are dogs.
因为狗啊，把吐出来的东西再吃回去。
Because dogs spit things out and vomit them, and they eat them back again.
这种人就是猪。
And these people are pigs.
洗干净了还要跑回去泥巴里面。
After they have been cleaned, they go back into the mud.
我们做神工作的人啊。
Those who do holy work.
已经知道真道了。
Already know the truth.
You
cannot return back to the world.
你再回到世界,
to return back to the world.
这种人在圣经里面说是狗和猪啊。
These people in the Bible are dogs and pigs.
不给他珍珠, 不给他圣物啊。
Do not give them pearls and do not give them
不给他们真理啊。
Do not give them truth.
因为他们不但不会保, 珍惜这个真理,
not only will they not value this truth,
他还过来还会咬你的,
they will turn around and bite you.
所以我这个今天下午啊, 讲说什么事情要逃避啊。
And this afternoon we talked about what sort of things you must flee from.
不要传, 离开正道啊。
Do not preach something that is far from the truth.
不要多设立这些规条。
Do not establish more rules and regulations.
不要讲那些没有重要的事情, 世界上的事情。
Do not talk about things of this world that are not important.
一些似是而非的道理啊, 不要讲。
And some truths that are in the gray area, let us not speak about them.
不要去碰啊。
Do not touch them.
好好的, 单纯的, 将神的道, 很单纯的接受, 去, 去, 去把它保守。
Let us simply accept the words of God and keep them.
哎,保罗说啊,
and then Paul says, the grace of God will be with us.
求主耶稣带领我们,
may the Lord Jesus
借着提,
guide us.
提摩太前后书啊,
through 1 and 2 Timothy,
我们或许能够有一些比较清楚的,
perhaps we can have a clear direction.
求主耶稣继续帮忙我们,
we ask Jesus to continue to help us.
好,那我们今天聚会就到这里,
and our service is up to here.
哎,我们还有15分钟, 那我们一起跪下来祷告。
We have 15 more minutes, so we will kneel down and pray together.
我们继续为身体病痛的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let us continue to pray for the brothers and sisters who have physical ailments.
而且为我们刚信的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Especially for our newly baptized members.
因为信的需要人家带领啊。
Because those who have just come to believe need the guidance of others.
哎,我们特别要关心他们。
We must especially care for them.
哎,我们的慕道朋友, 我们继续关心。
And also for our truth-seeking friends, let us continue to care for them.
哎,我们大家都能够明白圣经讲的道理。
That all may understand the truth in the Bible.
这是太宝贵了。
This is too precious.
我们太有福气了。
We are too blessed.
主耶稣对他的门徒说, 你太有福气了。
Jesus said to his disciples, you are too blessed.
你的耳朵有福啊。
Your ears are blessed.
你听到了。
You have heard that.
你眼睛有福啊,
your eyes are blessed.
你看到,
you have seen.
以前的君王都看不到的,
all the people in the past did not see.
啊,
the kings of the past.
求主耶稣让我们看到,
may we ask Lord Jesus to help us.
既然看到了,
see, since we have seen,
就紧紧地抓住,
let us grasp,
哎, 不要让它跑掉,
onto this and do not let it go away. If it goes away, it is too pitiful.
哎,我们已经很多弟兄姊妹在走这个走天国路已经走了好几十年了。
Many brothers and sisters have walked on this path to the Heavenly Kingdom for tens of years.
如果到最后了,
but at the end, to lose it is too pitiful.
求主耶稣带领我们,
we ask Lord Jesus to guide us,
继续跟我们同在,
to continue to abide with us,
继续祝福我们,
to continue to bless us,
祝福我们的家人,
and bless our family members,
祝福我们弟兄姊妹,
bless our brothers and sisters,
祝福所有的, 带领所有一些愿意追求属神的人,
and to bless all and to guide and lead those who belong to God.
我们一起跪下祷告,
let us kneel down and pray together.
Oh, 主耶稣的圣灵祷告。